And I'd like to welcome you all to the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board hearing of February 11th. I'm Jeff Young, Chair of the Board. And Carol, why don't we have roll call?
Daniel Press.
Present.
Les Belker.
Here.
Gary Shellcross.
Here.
Russell Jeffries.
Present.
Jeffrey Young.
Present.
Bruce Daniels.
Here.
Don Villeneuve.
Here.
Thank you.
Here it is, Mike.
Thank you. And Mr. Briggs, would you like to do introductions?
Sure. To my right is an empty chair, but it will be occupied soon by Lori Oaken, our counsel from the State Water Resources Control Board. And over here we have Carol Hewitt, our executive assistant, and next to her is Michael Thomas, our new assistant executive officer.
Where are you going to put it?
And I know I look forward to Michael's increased input in terms of specifically or in particular helping us with making sure that everything we do is geared towards the most tangible and real results that we could get in terms of on-the-ground improvements in water quality. John Goney is sitting behind Michael. We have some testimony cards in the back of the room. Is anyone responsible for those? There's Eric Gobler. These are the testimony cards. If you have not filled one of those out yet, if you could do so and turn those in to Eric or one of the staff members, and they'll pass them forward so that we can make sure that we involve you in the item that you're interested in. For the agenda today, we have a few supplemental items that were prepared after the agenda itself was prepared, so I'll go through those. And if you have not received those, in some cases we've sent those out to the interested parties, but if you've not received those for an item that you're interested in, we can get you a copy. So those items are for items 19, 20, 21, and 22, which are all individual septic systems in actually various counties. We had questions from the board, and we provided answers for those, so we have those available for you if you'd like to take a look at those. Item 27 is the Monterey Regional Stormwater Management Plan, and although we have a supplemental sheet for that, actually that item, as well as the companion item 28, the cease and desist orders associated with those discharges, both of those items have been postponed to the March 24th, 25th meeting, and we will be sending out a revised notice next week with the specifics on that hearing. And I believe that's it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. What we are going to do with our agenda this morning is take care of a few housekeeping items. We're going to do agenda item 9, and then we will do agenda item 11, the uncontested items calendar. We are then going to see a video on waste plastics in watersheds in the open ocean. And then at the conclusion of that video, we're going to have our report by State Water Board member Gary Carlton. And that should take us up to about 9:30 when he needs to leave. So let's go to agenda item 9 in the approval of the minutes. I was not at the November 19th meeting, so perhaps Mr. Jeffries would like to deal with the minutes for that. Was this
Mr. Jerry just abstained from?
Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And no opposed. And that was the minutes for the November 19th, 2004 meeting.
Excuse me, Ms.
December.
I need to recognize that I was absent for both of these two minutes.
Okay. All right, so noted. And I am abstaining from the November 19th
right.
minute approval. Okay, and I'll entertain a motion to approve the December 2nd and 3rd.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? And that motion also passes. And let's then move to item 11, the uncontested items calendar. Mr. Briggs, Mr. Jeffries, and I would like to pull item 19 just for a brief discussion. So we'll